certainly would anyway, because we are a nation of dog lovers. That's what we're told. In fact, some of us take that to the extreme. Did you see the pictures on our Facebook page of Ali Bronley's dog Benjamin and his advent calendar? He's got an advent calendar that he gets to open every single morning when Ali gets up to come in to do our breakfast programme on BBC Tees. I laughed at this. And then I realised I was on my way to the pet boutique in Stockton yesterday to buy my dog Gibson a Christmas jumper and some fancy food for the festive period. So clearly I am just as bad. In the run-up to Christmas, of course, we hear the traditional, a dog is for life, not just for Christmas message. It's heartbreaking to think that any healthy dog might have to be put down at any time, never mind over the festive period. Well, a new charity's launched in the Dales. It's called Save Yorkshire's Dogs. Masson woman Julie Hart is the chairperson and joins me on the line this afternoon. Julie, afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So you must be a dog lover then?
Absolutely, yes. A big dog lover.
How many have you got yourself?
I have one. I had two, but sadly at the moment I only have one.
Oh, well, that's okay. We'll forgive you. Tell me why you decided to set up this charity.
Well, there was a group of us who have done help in the rescue world for a number of years. We're all experienced volunteers. And we realised that there was a need for a new dog rescue, and we knew of a set of kennels near Massham at Brackenfarge boarding kennels. There was a spare set of six, and we took them on and rent them, and we helped the vulnerable and at-risk dogs of Yorkshire.
And how long have you been doing it for?
Well, we've been under the radar as such for 6 months setting it up, because we knew that that would be our only opportunity to make sure that all our systems were in place and that we could refurbish the kennels and make sure everything was ready for when we go live. And we actually went live on the 4th of November, but we had our official launch date this past Sunday at Massham Town Hall, where we had a big fundraiser.
Fantastic. And how did that go?
Oh, superb. Response was fantastic. We raised over £3,500.
Wow.
I know. Well, it did include. I mean, yes, I know. I was in tears.
Sure.
I mean, to be fair, that included a lady who said, could you do with a cheque for £1,000? And, you know, what do you say?
Yeah.
And it was a lady called Anne Richardson, and it was from the estate of one of her friends who died, who said it had to go to local dog and cat rescues. So Shirley Hughes's estate donated to us £1,000, which we will be forever grateful.
Julie, it must really make you feel like what you're doing is really worthwhile when people get behind you in this way.
Oh, it's amazing. I mean, there's... Between us, we have about 50 volunteers at the moment, some who only do a few hours a month, some who do a lot more, but we couldn't do without anybody. You know, everybody's important. And when you see the people turn up at the fundraisers, you know, the first person that comes every time, you want to go and hug, because you think, yes, we've put the word out there and
someone's
they're supporting us.
Yeah. So where do the dogs come from to you?
Well, to be honest, we don't have to look for them. They find us. I mean, to be honest, some of our volunteers are vet nurses or work in the, if you like, in the business of dogs. Mm-hmm. And we get them from vets where people have taken their dogs to be put to sleep and the vet doesn't want to do it. And they phone and say, look, do you have a space? And we got one of our recent ones like that, a little Jack Russell. Pounds, when they've done their 7 days, yeah. We've had dog wardens phone up and say, look, this dog we've got at the moment, he's done his 7 days, he's gorgeous, we don't want to put him to sleep, and if we've got space, we take them in.
Wow. And what happens to the dogs when you take them in? Because
right, well, we make sure that they're all vet checked, mm-hmm. Just to see if there's any problems. We got one recently from a pound near Richmond that had obviously been, I would suggest, a working dog, mm-hmm. and had been abandoned. It was a big Saluki cross, abandoned because he had a broken bone in his poor, so he couldn't work anymore, but he went flea-ridden, emaciated. The pound kennels did a good job for the 7 days he was there, feeding him, defleeing him, and he's come to us. We've had him vet-checked. the bone, we're going to see if the bone fixes on its own, but he's actually out in foster at the moment, so he's getting used to, he's got his own sofa to lie on. So basically, we make sure that they have all the veterinary care they need. We then spay or neuter them, vaccinate them, chip them, and make sure that they, if they have any behavioural issues, some of our volunteers are behaviourists and trainers, so we give them all that they need to make sure that their home, you know, they will then find their home for life.
Yeah. Julia, I have nothing but respect that you only have the one dog, because when I hear these stories, I think, I'm pretty sure I would have to take them home.
I won't mention a couple of our volunteers, right. Who, one in particular, how many dogs do you have? I can't count, she says.
Oh, goodness. So. I would be in danger of that, I think, if I worked with you.
I know. It's very tempting, and I have to say that our volunteers that work in our kennels, you know, come and help, they all fall in love with everyone that comes in, and everyone in turn goes, I want to take him home. Well, we would just take them home, but we make sure we keep them until we find the perfect home for them.
Yeah. And I suppose it's getting the word out there, isn't it, that you're there and people
absolutely
can come
right.
to you for this. Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, we check everybody's home. We will not just home to anybody. A few of our volunteers, again, are experienced in doing home checks. And in fact, only today, one of our volunteers has gone and done a home check in Gruelthorpe, so that's near Massham. Mm. It sounds an ideal home for Tiger, who's a little lurcher cross, who, his story, he was found tied to a post at the side of a road and ended up in the pound.
Oh, well, I really hope he finds his forever home.
I think he will, because we all love him.
Julie, it's great to hear from you. We'll keep in touch and we'll find out how it's all going for you, all right?
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Julie Hart there from Save Yorkshire's Dogs. I know I would just have 1,000 dogs running around if I did that.